dead in my tracks when the full moon illuminated his latent body. He was asleep on the left side of the big king-sized mattress, a massive, black wooden four-poster bed, centered on the far wall. Each post had intricately carved designs, towering up toward the ceiling. Four vast beams connected into a square up above, draped with black, sheer curtains that fell to the floor near the head of the bed. The carvings continued on the headboard that extended the height of the posts, and onto the low footboard. It reminded me of a king's bed in medieval times. He was lying shirtless under the dark canopy, on his back with one defined, toned arm underneath the pillow behind his head, accentuating his chiseled abs and bare chest, the other arm placed at his side, pulling the sheet that was resting on his lower abdomen taut, leaving very little to the imagination. I stood there for a few minutes, just admiring him, taking in every last inch of this man's muscular body. He was a work of art. Being this handsome had to be a sin. As his chest moved, my eyes caught a glimpse of something shiny on his torso. Stepping closer, I noticed a silver cross hanging from the chain he always wore. The bulky, huge, silver, expensive watch he normally wore, too, was gone, but the black, beaded bracelet remained secure around his right wrist. My eyes continued down his length. Even in his sleep, he exuded dominance. I couldn't take my mesmerized gaze off of him. Now that I knew he was home, sleeping safely in his bed, I could go back to my room and get some sleep. I should have never intruded in the first place, but I didn't want to go. The empty space beside him called my name. My desires were winning the battle over sensibility. I wanted to lay next to him. I wanted him to take me in his arms and protect me from all the ugliness of our world. I knew his decision to take me to the cemetery and give me a peek into his past, a glimpse of the life he led, was meant to scare me away. But the truth was, it only made me want to get closer to him. I wanted to be with him now more than ever. It was as if his dark side was luring me in. The pull he had on me was palpable. I could no longer resist. The closer I got to the mattress, the more I realized this is where I belonged, in his bed, falling asleep next to him every night and waking up to him every morning, with him. I didn't want to be alone anymore. My fingers glided along the silk sheets, feeling the soft fabric under my touch, gently sitting down on the bed, careful not to wake him. Scooting my body up to lay next to him, peering at the side of his devilishly handsome face, watching him sleep, exactly the way I imagined he watched me for months, never understanding why until that very moment. Peace. My transfixed gaze went back to the cross, hanging low on his chest, his lull breathing causing it to rise and fall, calling for me to reach out and touch it. It all happened so fast. Exactly the way everything had since the first moment I saw him. 1 minute my hand was in the air, reaching to touch him. Next my fingers grazed his cross as I was roughly flipped onto my back, shuddering, gasping for breath, as he sadistically gripped me around my throat, suffocating in pain from the brutal grasp around my windpipe. I couldn't breathe. My legs kicked, my feet sliding on the silk sheet as I fought for my life. My fingers tearing into his, clawing and ripping at his hands, opening my mouth, gasping, silently pleading with him to release me. I continued to struggle, becoming weak and losing my fight. He straddled my waist, his heavy weight lying directly on top of my small frame, hovering above me. One hand wrapped around my throat, the other pointing a gun directly at the center of my forehead, his face inches away from mine. He opened his dark, dilated eyes. They were vacant of any life. Black pools stared down at me, as I finally realized I just met El Diablo.
Martinez. I watched her from the mausoleum, up on the hill. The worried expression on her face was as transparent as the emotions pouring out of me, which was why I had to walk away, leaving her alone with her fate, standing next to the gravestones of the only family I'd ever have. I thought bringing her here, showing her there was no life for us together, and the reasons behind it, would have made her run away from me, leaving the darkness behind, never looking back. I thought this would be the end of us, coming full circle with nowhere else to turn, seeing my past and present colliding with such a force, brought on only by me. Nothing of what I thought would happen did. Not one fucking thing. If anything, it backfired on my ass. I gave her exactly what she wanted. The truth that lay beneath the fiction she created in her mind, the pieces of my fucked up puzzle that held so many unanswered questions, still loomed in the distance between us. I watched her walk back to the limo, with her head bowed low, her arms wrapped around her. Rick ran over to her with an umbrella, guiding her to the car. She peered around one last time, as if she knew I wouldn't be sitting in the limo waiting for her, not feeling my presence. I saw her staring unknowingly up the hill as the limo faded in the distance, with her heart breaking for me. I watched the limo leave, taking what I desperately wanted to be mine with it, standing there with my hands in the pockets of my slacks for I don't know how long, watching the rain pour down from the sky, flooding upon me for my behavior. Silhouettes of my mother and sister appeared through the storm clouds with no remorse. As fast as they appeared, they were gone. I spent the entire evening there, waiting for a sign that I was doing the right thing, an epiphany to get us out of this fucked up situation. Nothing happened. I let the rain wash away my sorrow, Lexi's face haunting my thoughts, burning inside. A feeling I was accustomed to. Except this time, I felt like I couldn't take it anymore. My demons pulling me under, dragging me further and further into the ground, burning me alive, when I'd already been dead all this time. That was the problem with the whole situation. Lexi revived me. She was trying to save me when all I would do was destroy her. Darkness fell over the cemetery by the time I said goodbye to my mother and sister, apologizing for not coming to see them sooner. I couldn't remember the last time I was here. It pained me to think about it. It was late by the time the limo came back and got me, and it was even later by the time I got back to my penthouse. Walking in a daze, fighting an internal battle to rectify the situation, resisting the urge to go into Lexi's room, knowing she'd be wide awake, waiting for me. I took a shower, leaning my forehead against the ceramic tile, letting the scalding hot water run down my back, welcoming the burn. My body physically aching for some rest, some sleep, something, anything that would make my mind stop running wild like a hamster spinning on a fucking wheel. I stayed in there till the water ran cold, getting out, throwing on some boxer briefs, and instantly fell back on my bed, instinctively taking my gun with me, placing it under my pillow with my strong grasp around it. I was just going to close my eyes for a few seconds, let the rain soothe my splitting headache. Instead, I passed the fuck out. I couldn't remember the last time I slept so solid, so sound. I was used to every little noise waking me up, never being able to relax enough to allow my REM cycle to lull me away. There was no rest for the wicked. The demons that haunted me never slept. No matter how exhausted I was, they were right there, waiting. I didn't have to open my eyes to viciously attack my prey. I had been waiting for someone to kill me all my life. It was only a matter of time until they found me in a moment of weakness. Without thinking, I acted on pure impulse, savagely gripping the shadow's throat beside me, coming in contact with the motherfucker in my bed. Before I even fully opened my eyes, I immediately flipped them over, straddling their body, locking them in place by their throat. My first initial thought wasn't my safety. It was hers. No one ever came into my bedroom, not even Lexi. I silently prayed for the first time since cursing God that they came into my room first, having no idea she was in the penthouse with me. My grasp tightened harder at the mere thought that something could have happened to her, needing to kill the motherfucker in my grasp with my bare hands as they struggled against me, putting up a fight as I suffocated the life out of the bastard. It wasn't until I hovered above them, pointing my gun directly to their fucking forehead, that I opened my dark, dilated eyes, ready to fucking kill. Realizing very fucking quickly, it was Lexi beneath my hold, fighting for her life, her tiny frame struggling with everything she had in her, fear and panic like I'd never seen before, of me. My eyes widened, crudely jerking back in horror from the scene unfolding under me, still straddling the woman choking under my grasp. I instantly eased up on my ruthless hold around her throat, sliding my hand down to her collarbone, pinning her to the bed. Easing up on my weight, still looming above her. She immediately gasped for air, clutching onto her neck, coughing every few seconds, her eyes watering, her body shaking, desperately trying to breathe in the air I so violently ripped away from her. The terror on her face was enough to bring me to my knees and beg for forgiveness, exactly the way she had just begged for her life, moments ago. She withered beneath me, slightly arching her back, fixing her eyes on the barrel of my gun. Her mouth opened wide, panting profusely. Her wide, brazen eyes shined with fear, tears threatening to spill over. A heated glare I was more than familiar with stared back at me at the same time, her thoughts running wild as she tried to recover, bunching the silk sheets in her trembling hands. Her coughing subsided when the air finally ran through her lungs, panting profusely. She wanted to say something, opening her mouth and closing it several times, not knowing what to say, where to start, where we stood. Her lips were swollen, pursed, and a bright shade of red. Her face flushed, sweat glistened down the sides of her temples, shaking her to her core with terror. The fear that I was going to hurt her more than I already had. Her hair was fanned out all around her, the left strap of her tank top ripped and torn, exposing the top of her breast, her hard nipples slightly peeking through the slim cotton fabric. I'd never seen her look so fucking beautiful before. I took my hand off her collarbone, strategically placing it beside her on the bed, shifting my weight forward. She sucked in a breath the closer my face and body got to hers. Never breaking our intense stare, I slowly moved the gun from her forehead, sliding it down her body, the cool metal leaving a trail of desire in its wake. I softly pecked the corner of her lips, murmuring, "Do you have a death wish, cariño?" Her breathing hitched against my lips. "What did you think would happen if you came into my room uninvited?" Her mouth shut, swallowing hard, licking her lips. "After everything I showed you today, why would you think I'd be the man you could take by surprise? Do you want me to hurt you?" I asked, pecking her lips, running my nose lightly up the side of her face, causing her to shiver. "You're always hurting me," she said, just above a whisper. "This is just the first time you've done it physically. I've been hurt so much worse, Martinez. You're not the only villain I've ever crossed paths with." I scoffed out, "What do you want from me?" "Everything." Nothing about her confession surprised me. Nothing about the feelings I had for her did either. I never wanted her more than I did at that moment, finally holding her in my arms, feeling her skin against mine, loving the way she was looking at me, wanting me to make everything right. My mind had been spiraling out of control all day, shouting at me to let her go, to push her away. I wanted her more than reason, more than what was right or what was wrong. I wanted her more than anything, and I had known that since day one. There was no turning back, only going forward, pulling her into my hell with me. "¿Te gusta estar a mi merced?" I questioned. "Do you like being at my mercy?" Grinding my hard cock right against her pussy, never letting up, hitting all the right places that would drive her fucking crazy. She shuddered beneath me, moaning with every thrust of my hips, resisting the urge to shut her eyes, her wetness seeping through the silk of her panties. I guided my gun down her trembling thighs, laying it aside, brushing my fingers along the same path, up where she wanted me the most. "Quiero hacerte mía," I groaned. "I want to make you mine." Skimming along the edge of the top band, then slipping the tips of my fingers in through the side of her panties. "Your body is throbbing for me, begging me to touch it." She moaned in response as I scooted them aside, quivering when the cold air came in contact with her bare folds. "Tell me what you want," I ordered against her lips, kissing them ever so lightly, needing her to tell me this was okay, already knowing her body was craving my touch. But I needed her mind, desperately yearning to hear the words I knew would destroy us both. Everything about the situation was new for both of us. I hadn't kissed a woman in years, never caring for it. All I ever wanted was to fuck. But with Lexi, I wanted it all, especially to claim her goddamn mouth, nipping, sucking, and licking, reveling in the feel of her pouty lips against mine, imagining them wrapped around my cock. Everything about her was addicting, exactly like the drugs I fucking sold.
"You,"
she breathed out. Once I heard the word leave her lips, everything else became fucking fair game. "What do you say?" I taunted, sliding my tongue along her bottom lip.
"Please."
"Please what?"
"Please touch me."
I grinned, failing miserably to hide the pleasure only she could cause. Grazing her cheek with the tips of my fingers, I placed a fallen piece of her hair behind her ear. The simple gesture made her lips part as her eyes glazed over, lightly brushing my fingertips against her soft, bare folds. Our eyes stayed connected, and for a moment I saw a certain innocence pass through hers, knowing she was a fucking virgin. She didn't have to tell me. Her lust-filled gaze showed me everything I needed to know. They spoke volumes. She bit her bottom lip, enticing me, using her sexuality without even knowing what she was doing. I cocked my head to the side, pulling her closer to me by the neck of her neck, caressing in between her folds, circling her clit, rubbing the nub side to side and back and forth, spreading her open, smoothing her moisture, getting her ready. I guided her hands above her head, pinning them to the bed. She couldn't hold still, arching her back, her perfect tits rising near my face. "You're so fucking wet," she purred, rotating her hips against my hand, baiting me to give her what only I could ever do to her body. "I want to feel you come on my fingers, cariño. I want to see your face get flushed, your breathing hitch. I want to feel your pussy pulsate so fucking hard, it pushes my fingers out of your sweet little hole." Biting her bottom lip, kissing her softly. "I want to know what you taste like here." I slid my tongue into her mouth, and here, pushing my finger into her tight opening. I kept up with my soft torture for a few seconds, loving the feel of her slickness against my calloused fingers. She tilted her head back, tempting me once again.
"Please,"
luring me in to kiss her. I didn't have to be told twice. I kissed her with everything I had to offer. I fucking ravished her. Pushing my middle and ring fingers into her wet opening, she moaned into my mouth, shoving her tongue in at the exact same time. I savored both the taste and feel of her, how her body angled perfectly beneath mine, how she was melting against me, taking everything I was giving her and wanting more. I released her hands, and they instantly tangled in my hair. "Fuck," I groaned in between kissing, wanting the same thing she did.
"You feel that?"
I uttered, hitting her G-spot harder and more demanding, making it almost impossible for her to answer. I never once stopped kissing her, assaulting her lips. I couldn't, even if I had wanted to.
"Oh, God,"
she panted, her pussy clamping down onto my fingers so fucking tightly, making it difficult to move in and out. I reluctantly let go of her lips, removing my soaked fingers from her pussy, causing her to whimper at the loss. Her tank top and panties were ripped off within seconds, kissing my way down her neck to her breasts, sucking a nipple into my mouth, biting just a little, enough to make her squirm and rotate her hips against my hard cock. I wanted to admire her body, taste every last inch of her skin. But first, I wanted to fuck her with my tongue. I went right for it, not allowing her to ease into me, already overstimulated from my touch. I sucked on her clit, moving my face side to side, feasting on her until her legs started to shake. Her body trembled, her hands ripping at my hair, clawing to escape, trying to move further away from my face. I growled from deep within my chest, locking my arms around her legs, anchoring her hips firmly against my mouth, not letting her move away from my skilled tongue and lips. I gripped her harder and rotated her hips in the opposite direction, changing the motion of my tongue. The sensations intensified for both of us as I made her fuck my face. She screamed out,
"Alejandro!"
climaxing so fucking hard. I'd never seen or felt something so intense before. I didn't falter, pushing my tongue into her opening as far as it would go, wanting to taste every last drip of her cum, licking her clean, like a starved man. I crawled up her sexually exhausted body, making my way toward her face. Her frame melted into the mattress, so heavy, so satiated. Her eyes were serene, as I leaned forward, claiming her lips again, soft at first, letting her savor the salty sweetness, tasting herself for the first time, until I couldn't take it anymore, and I devoured her mouth exactly the way I did her pussy moments ago. Her small, delicate fingers started traveling down my chest, roaming to the elastic of my boxer briefs, wanting to reciprocate. As much as I wanted her hand and lips wrapped around my hard cock, this wasn't about me. I swiftly grabbed her wrists, pinning them to her sides.
"No, cariño,"
I huskily stated, peering deep into her eyes. She narrowed her eyebrows, confused. A sign of hurt flashed over her face. Releasing my grip, I cupped her cheeks, easing the blow, and I spoke with sincerity.
I would never physically hurt you, no matter what the circumstances. I need you to know I'm not capable of causing you physical pain. I didn't know it was you before. Do you understand me?
She nodded, with a genuine expression. Knowing was my way of apologizing in her. Saying sorry was a sign of weakness, and I couldn't bring myself to say the two words. To show her that I had a weak side, buried under all the bullshit. I really wanted to beg for her forgiveness, over and over again for what I'd done. Not just for tonight, but for all the other times she mentioned. But in the end, I was who I was. Not even Lexi could change that. I just wasn't made that way.
You look so fucking beautiful right now. You're fucking beautiful all the time. I don't say it because it makes me want to be with you,
I added, needing to speak some truth, to show her I wasn't a complete bastard when it came to her. I kissed her one last time, memorizing everything about her at that moment, her eyes, her flushed cheeks, her pouty lips and messy hair. I laid down, swiftly bringing her along. She curled into me, nuzzling into my torso, an arm draped across my chest.
Go to sleep,
I whispered, kissing the top of her head, inhaling her vanilla scent, trying not to remember the last time a girl laid in my arms. I shook off the memories, pulling Lexi closer, feeling her plaguing emotions stirring all around us, consuming me. I lazily rubbed her back, not wanting to stop touching her soft, silky skin. It didn't take long for her breathing to even out. I shut my eyes, loving the fact that she was there with me.
I love you, Alejandro.
She sighed in her sleep. Her body fell heavy into my embrace. I wish I could say I didn't expect it, that I wasn't prepared, or didn't fucking know she would say it. I did. If it had been anyone else, I wouldn't have hesitated to tell them to get the fuck out. She was different. She was mine. I laid there with my arms wrapped around her, never wanting to let her go, kissing the top of her head, letting my lips linger. I knew what I had to do now, even though it would kill me. Without a second thought, I moved her gently off my body, murmuring,
I'm so fucking sorry,
and left.
Chapter 32. Lexi. I smiled, sinking deeper into the silk sheets of his bed, envisioning everything that happened last night, his masculine scent engulfing me, surrounding me. I couldn't have been more blissfully content. I was happy in his bed. For the first time in my life, something gave me hope and happiness other than ballet. Him. It was late into the morning by the time I stirred, the sun shining through the curtains, yesterday's storm long gone. The irony wasn't lost on me. The grim day turned into a beautiful night, filled with pleasure and love, filled with everything I ever wanted. I immediately reached for him. His side of the bed was cold and empty, as if he hadn't been there for hours. I sat up, taking the sheet with me, searching the vast space for any sign of him, looking for him. I was alone. Alejandro? I shouted, thinking maybe he was nearby, showering or watching me sleep. Silence. My eyes went to the bedside table, hoping to find a note. He didn't leave one. I took a deep breath, laying back into the mattress, craving to feel him in any way I could, needing his touch. I didn't want the feel of his hands all over me and everything that happened between us the night before to go away. Finally, being able to lay in his arms, I instinctively reached for my neck, softly touching the tender flesh lying beneath my fingers, letting my mind wander to the erotic images of last night. Each and every touch, every moan, was ingrained into my soul. I never let anyone close to me, not like I did with him. Nothing Alejandro did to me in bed brought back the memories of the monster I'd lived with all those years. I smiled, my stomach fluttering, my pussy throbbing just at the mere thought of his hands and mouth on me. I reached for my lips, softly brushing my fingers over them. Remembering the way he claimed my mouth, making me taste my sweet arousal. It was the most surreal, erotic experience of all my life. I couldn't wait to do it again. With him. I knew he probably needed some space, with all of the conflicting emotions tearing into him. This was all new for him as well. I didn't care that he had left me here alone. I had made my way into his cold heart and dark soul. I was embedded in there, whether he wanted me to be or not. Only his. As much as I didn't want to leave the comfort of his bed, his room, his space, I knew I had no choice. The headmaster of ABT wanted to talk to me. I'd been in such a hurry to get home to him on Friday that I promised I would come in Sunday for a meeting. I reluctantly got up, going straight into my room to get ready. It was no longer a space I felt comfortable in, already wanting to go back to his room, where I felt his energy all around me. It didn't take long to get ready, throwing on some clothes, forgoing a shower. I didn't want to wash off his scent, just yet. The limo drove me to the academy with my usual brigade of bodyguards surrounding me. I didn't mind. It was another way of Martina showing feelings, keeping me safe at all costs. I spent the entire ride looking out the tinted windows, thinking about him. What was he doing? What was he thinking? How he felt after last night? What would change between us now? I had more questions than I ever did before, with less answers. This didn't change just one thing. It changed everything. Exactly how I hoped it would. "Come in!" I heard the headmaster call out from her office, breaking me away from my thoughts. Her assistant led me in, shutting the door behind me. "Lexi, I was wondering when you would make it in," Michelle greeted, nodding for me to take a seat in front of her desk. "I'm sorry, I got held up this morning," I apologized, trying like hell to control the flush of my skin, thinking of the reason why I was late. Martinez's tongue working its magic. The kissing, the nipping. I shook my head, clearing my throat, willing the visions to stop playing in my mind. Now was not the time to be fantasizing about him. "No worries, you're here now." I smiled, taking a seat, crossing one leg over the other. "So I'm just going to get right to the point." "Okay. There's a job opening at the Royal Ballet in England, and it's pretty much yours, if you want it." I lowered my eyebrows, stunned. "What?" I nervously laughed. "How?" "Lexi, I've never seen talent like yours. You were born to dance. It's in your blood. It's who you are. I don't want to hold you back. You need to soar, honey. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. One that I think you would regret not accepting." I didn't say anything. I honestly didn't know what to say, or even where to start. I just sat there, staring at her dumbfounded, in awe of the news. I never expected this. Not in a million years. I never thought studying or working abroad would be an option for me. "You've told me yourself you don't have anyone. You have no reason to stay here. Nothing to hold you back from this extraordinary opportunity. Can you imagine what it would be like to live in England, Lexi? Dancing? Living the dream that other ballerinas would kill for? Out of every dancer in the U.S., they want you, Lexi." "Right." My voice cracked. I was in shock, unable to form a coherent thought. She frowned, cocking her head to the side. "I was expecting a much more elated response. I mean, no, I'm just... it's just... wow," I stuttered, unable to find the words. "I guess I'm just taken by surprise. They want me." "Honey, you work your ass off. There have been nights I don't think you even went home and slept. You live and breathe ballet. That is the dedication these places look for. You're in your prime, sweetheart. This shouldn't be a surprise. It should be an honor." "Oh no, I know, I am. I can't even begin to thank you. It's just been an overwhelming weekend, that's all." "With Mr. Tall, Dark, and Handsome?" she questioned, wiggling her eyebrows. I smiled and let out a little laugh. I never asked Michelle why I was permitted to take so much time off, what the academy was told, letting it slide, just in case they changed their minds if I brought it up. "He's definitely easy on the eyes," she added. "You have no idea," I scoffed, bowing my head, finding the heat spreading across my cheeks. "When he came to see me about your job..." "Wait, he came and saw you? personally talk to you? I interrupted. Yes, I assumed you knew. The morning after your big performance, I got a phone call from Mr. Martinez, wanting a meeting in regards to you. It sounded urgent, so I met with him that evening. He let me know you'd been hurt and needed some time off to recover. He was very concerned for you, Lexi. I didn't think twice about it. I told him you could take as much time as you needed. I've never seen you with him. I assume whatever you had is over. My hand instinctively went to my throat. Yeah, I mean, it's complicated, I stated, my mind trying to wrap around what Michelle had just informed. Is it going somewhere, your relationship with him? I'm not sure. As I said, it's complicated. I shrugged in response. She leaned over her desk, with her hands out in front of her. Well then, honey, I would make damn sure, because an opportunity like this, she paused, eyeing me, won't come again. Thank you so much for everything, Michelle. Can you give me a few days? I can give you until the end of the week. They need someone over there effective immediately. Okay, I stood, opening the door to leave. And Lexi? I turned. Sometimes your heart can be wrong. I nodded, leaving, whispering to myself, I hope not. It was like one thing after another. I went from having nothing to possibly having everything I had ever wanted in the matter of a few days. If she would have asked me this months ago, before Martinez, I wouldn't have thought twice about accepting the offer. I would have jumped on the next plane. It was what I'd been working so hard for all my life, pushing my body to the limits, sacrificing so much. I wanted this, right? I whispered to myself. My thoughts raged a war with my heart. In less than 24 hours, this man had me questioning everything. My thoughts didn't let up on the way back home. Home. I actually thought of it as my home. He was home to me. I waited for him all day on the couch, anxious to see his handsome face, to breathe him in, to feel his arms wrapped around me. He never showed up. I woke up in the middle of the night, still on the couch, jolting awake, feeling his presence watching over me. When my eyes fluttered open, I was alone. Nothing but the darkness of the penthouse surrounded me. My inner turmoil made me believe in an illusion, a figment of my imagination. What wasn't there, and maybe had never been. I refused to think that. I stayed on the couch, waiting, falling in and out of sleep, secretly praying he would walk in, scoop me up into his strong arms, and take me to bed. His bed. No such luck. Sleep finally took me under, rewarding me with dreams of his skilled hands and tongue, of his body all over me. The next morning, there was still no sign of him, no traces he'd ever come home. I got dressed and went to work, once again distracted by thoughts of him all day. It went on like this for 4 days. 4 days I didn't see him. I didn't talk to him. I didn't feel him. It was as if he had disappeared. No one told me where he was when I asked. I tried calling his cell several times to no avail. By the 5th day, I was beyond restless, thinking maybe I'd never see him again, feeling devastated that he took the choice away from me, vanishing from my life as if he was never there to begin with. Racking my brain, I tried to think back to that night. Had I done or said something wrong? I was going stir-crazy, sitting on that couch every night just to wake up disappointed in the morning. That evening, after eating dinner alone again, I went into his room. My body and mind yearned for a part of him, a fix, like he was my favorite kind of drug I couldn't live without. Walking around the massive space, I took a real good look around for the first time. His room oozed masculinity and dominance, adding to its intimidating feel. A huge, black armoire was positioned on the left wall, almost taking up the entire space. The vast sliding glass doors on my right led out to the balcony, overlooking the city lights of Manhattan. An array of colors blurred in the distance. His bedroom suite was 4 times larger than mine, and mine was quite large. The walls were painted a dark shade of gray, with expensive black and white art spread evenly around the walls. 2 black end tables on each side of his bed, embedded with detailed wood carvings along the edges, which matched his canopy bed frame. My toes immediately curled into the soft, shag, black accent rug that lay directly underneath his bed as I ran my fingertips along the polished wood. Everything about his room was dark and immense. Just like him. I couldn't help but wander toward his walk-in closet. It was immaculate. Hundreds of colored shirts lining multiple racks on one side, dress pants and suit jackets on another. Ties of all colors and patterns hung on the far wall. Dress shoes of every kind lined the floor. The man didn't own one piece of casual attire. Not one t-shirt, pair of jeans, sneakers, or even sandals. My fingers skimmed over the colored shirts, running the tips along the soft fabrics. I don't know what got into me, but I found myself pulling off one of his white colored shirts from the hanger, bringing it up to my nose, clutching it tight against my chest, inhaling deep. Before I knew it, I was taking off my clothes, only leaving on my panties, sliding the cool dress shirt on. I was drowning in it, but I didn't care. It made me feel close to him, and at that moment, that was all that mattered to me. I made my way over to his bed, running my hand up and down the post, remembering our night together, which now seemed like years ago. I couldn't help myself. I pulled back the covers, sinking deeply into his sheets, lying in the exact spot he did nights before, aching to feel him any way I could. Sighing in contentment when my skin hit the silky linens, the aroma of our ravenous body still lingered in the space. I hatefully kicked off the covers, cursing at myself for being so fucking weak. He left me. And there I was, still waiting for him. More so now than ever before. I sat up, bringing my knees to my chest, debating if I should leave, go back to my room and drown my sorrows. But the mirror on the wall across from his bed caught my attention. It was parallel to the mirror behind me that I just noticed too. I peered around the room, realizing they were the only mirrors, both angled toward the bed. I saw my reflection staring back at me, feeling as though it had changed in the last few days. Like I looked older or something I couldn't place my finger on. It could have been his shirt, but I felt sexy, enticing, beautiful. Is this who he saw when he looked at me? My fingers moved on their own accord, unbuttoning his white collared shirt, desperately wanting to see what he did. My nipples were hard, calling out for me to touch them, roll them between my fingers, like he had, flicking and pinching the small pebble just enough to set my body on fire. I had played with myself before, but the sensation was nothing like I'd felt at that moment. The desire to feel the way he made me feel was so overwhelming, so consuming, and so fucking real. My fingers hooked the lace band of my panties, sliding them down my freshly shaved legs, throwing them beside me on the floor, and leaving his unbuttoned shirt on, taking in the image of my body through the glass, trying to imagine what he saw when he looked at me with his hypnotic eyes. The eyes I couldn't get enough of. I stared at my naked body, pulling my hair away from my face. My fingers started to trace the outline of my pouty lips, remembering the way he looked at my mouth when I talked, with such hunger. The tip of my tongue glided against my fingertips, tracing from my neck to my collarbones, leaving a trail of my saliva in its wake. I repeated the same process with my other hand, except this time I touched my hard nipple, lightly at first. Then I pulled on it, remembering the way his teeth felt when he lightly bit me. I rubbed my breast, while my other hand slowly treaded toward my belly button. Using the tips of my fingers, I circled it, tugging at the diamond stud dangling, remembering how captivated he was with my belly button ring the first time he saw it. My hand moved toward the top of my pussy, caressing the lining of my soft, bare folds. I was wet. For him. You're so fucking wet. His voice rang through my head. I touched my clit, circling it, just like he had, manipulating the bundle of nerves, harder, faster, with more urgency. I moaned, leaning back, supporting my weight with one hand. Still sitting up, my head fell back, and I closed my eyes, imagining he was the one touching me. I moved my fingers from my clit to the opening of my pussy, and pushed my middle finger in, adding my index finger, easing in and out of my tight hole, beginning to breathe heavier the closer I got to my climax. I glided my fingers back to my clit, riding my hand with a sway of my hips, imagining I was riding his cock. Oh God, I panted, picturing his face in between my legs. Alejandro, I clenched, about to come undone. I opened my eyes, wanting to see myself in the mirror, coming face to face with Martinez, through the reflection in the glass. Chapter 33. Lexi. I gasped, jumping out of my skin, grabbing for the blankets, trying to cover myself. Don't, he ordered in an authoritative tone, the same one he used the night I came running to him, after he surprised me with my dance studio. I'm sorry. Don't, he repeated in the same dominant voice, leaning into the doorframe, his hands in the pockets of his slacks, fully dressed in a suit, not one hair out of place. How long had he been there, watching me? I slid from the bed, wanting to close the distance between us. You haven't been here. I don't know. I'm so... Don't, he snapped one last time, pushing off the doorframe. His dark, cold, soulless eyes never wavered from my face. I retreated back to the bed. I couldn't remember the last time he looked at me like that. My stomach fluttered. My heart dropped. The closer he got to me. He stood at the foot of the bed, directly in front of me, cocking his head to the side. He narrowed his eyes at me. By all means, keep going, Lexi. He spoke with conviction. He leaned forward, placing his tight grip onto the footboard. That wasn't a suggestion. Fuck your tight little cunt for me. Slowly, eyeing me up and down with a look I'd never seen before. Spread your legs. Now, he roared in a primal tone. I jumped, overwhelmed by the turn of events. Seeing this side of him emerge, once again, was unsettling. I looked into his vacant eyes, silently pleading for the man I was with days ago to come back to me. Why can't you listen for once in your fucking life? You came into my room, rummaged through my closet, and started fucking yourself. Now finish. He glanced down at my heat before quickly moving his calculated gaze back to my eyes. Touch your pretty little pussy. I want to watch you come, cariño. Can you? No. He didn't waver. Bright green, tantalizing eyes, eagerly waiting for the show. I swallowed hard and took a deep, steady breath. Wanting to please him, I leaned back onto my hand, spreading my legs slowly, hoping he would let his guard down with me again. Moving my jittery hand where he ordered me to touch, I hissed upon contact on my clit. The nub was still sensitive from my assault before he interrupted. He arched a demanding eyebrow, waiting. I'm not a patient man, he growled, white-knuckling the bed. I reluctantly went right back to what I was doing, except this time, I didn't have to fantasize about him. He was standing right in front of me, watching me with an expression I couldn't read. Once again, a blank canvas, a mystery. That's right, Lexi. Just like that. His sultry voice setting my nerves on fire. It didn't take long for my body to respond, working my clit harder and more demanding. My eyes half closed, my legs trembling the closer I got to giving him what he wanted. I couldn't hold back any longer. As much as I wanted to stare into his eyes, my body betrayed me. My back fell against the mattress, my lips moaning his name, Alejandro, as I shattered from the orgasm. I panted profusely, trying to catch my bearings from what had just occurred between us, anxiously waiting for his next move. I felt him before I saw him, his face buried in between my legs, not giving me a chance to recover from my own high. His tongue was relentless, licking from my opening to my clit, working me over with his skilled lips, the lips I'd been dreaming about since the last time I saw him. I let him have his way with me. Every last part of me belonged to him. I moaned. My back arched off the bed as he slid his fingers into my pussy while sucking hard on my clit. His body took on a whole different demeanor. The cold, calloused bastard was gone, and the warm, passionate man from nights ago was back. He was being gentle with me, like he was afraid I would break. His mouth and fingers taking their time, making love to me, building me up, and letting me enjoy the sweet torture of his tongue. My body began to tremble, a feeling only he could generate from me. There was something different about him in that second. He was living in the moment, feasting on me as if he needed to prove he owned my body, mind, and soul. He wanted me to feel worshipped, my body burning for him in every way possible. My heart rapidly beat in my chest, making it difficult to breathe. My breath became erratic, urgent and heady, falling over the edge. Oh God! I screamed out in a voice I didn't recognize, climaxing so fucking hard I saw stars. I withered around, coming down from the pleasure, feeling loved and adored. I hadn't realized he released the hold he had on my thighs and was on top of me within seconds. His large, muscular frame made me feel so tiny, so safe. I couldn't wait to stare into his serene eyes, to feel as though he was mine once again, savoring the feel of his secure arms and his hard cock against me, breathing in his scent. I felt his breath along my lips.
You think I'm yours to tease?
He murmured in a condescending tone. My hooded eyes shot open, never imagining I would see the man glaring back at me, jerking back, confused. What? No, I...
Did I say you could fucking speak?
He sneered. My eyes widened, no longer tranquil and at peace, immediately wanting off his roller coaster of emotions, starting to walk a thin line between love and hate.
Lethal girl, I'm not the man to do that with. I'm not yours to fuck with. Not now. Not fucking ever.
He roared, getting closer to my face.
Do you want to be my whore? Is that what you want?
He was trying to scare me, push me away, wanting me to think he didn't care about me. I wasn't going to let him get away with the bullshit he was trying to portray. Mirroring his menacing glare, I stated, Yes, challenging him with my eyes. He didn't falter, sitting up between my legs, sliding the zipper of his slacks down with a devious grin on his face. He roughly tugged my thighs toward him, effortlessly sliding my heated body down the silk sheets, placing me where he wanted me, a few inches away from his dick.
You want me to fuck you like a whore, cariño?
He mocked, pulling out his hard cock, fisting it in the palm of his hand, jerking himself off. My eyes dilated as I took in his length, my chest rising and falling, watching the tormented man in front of me, making me want him even more. He reached for a condom in his wallet, not even bothering to get undressed. I knew what he was about to do. Actions speak louder than words. Shutting my eyes immediately, I fisted my hands in the sheets, pressing my fingernails hard into my skin, bracing myself for the ton of fucking bricks that were about to crumble down on me.
You look me in the fucking eyes when I'm talking to you,
he ordered, crudely grabbing hold of my chin, tilting my face toward him. With glazed, watery eyes, I opened them, tears spilling out of the corners as I watched him roll on a condom. His glare hadn't wavered from mine. I replied, Yes, not wanting him to feel the pleasure of my pain. I wasn't going to back down. I knew what I was getting myself into by provoking him. I had witnessed both sides of this beautiful man. The good and the bad. Heaven and hell. The love. Now, he was going to show me his hate. The devil wasn't sedated anymore. He leaned over, his lips getting close to my face, his cock at my opening. In a sick, twisted way, I wanted this. His dominance had always been an aphrodisiac for me. I knew if I uttered the words, he would stop. There was no trepidation, only a power struggle that I refused to lose. He scoffed out,
wearing my fucking shirt. Trying to pretend like you belong to me. Well, I'm about to show you that you don't.
Gently, thrusting his way through my virtue. Not wanting to hurt me, yet. Letting me adjust to the size of his cock. the harshness of his actions he was about to prove, his words a hurricane of emotions, harsh, then soft and mesmerizing all at once. His touch didn't feel intrusive, didn't inflict fear, but I didn't feel loved either, which was what he really wanted. I gripped the sheets tighter, biting my lower lip until I tasted blood, preparing myself for the pain I knew was coming. It wouldn't be his movements that were causing me pain, that were breaking my heart, that were killing me inside. It was the fact that he wouldn't even look at me, proving once and for all that he didn't care about me, that he didn't want this, didn't want us. He was just taking the easy way out, fucking me into understanding, knowing I wouldn't be able to forgive him after this, knowing a part of me would always hate him, taking away the one thing I held so sacred away from me, my heart. After everything I'd been through, it was always mine. I never let any of the shitty things that happened break me down, make me weak, ever. I wouldn't have been able to survive if I did. This was our ending, when it should have been our beginning. Softly thrusting in and out, subsiding the discomfort to pleasure instead, he stopped for a few moments when he was deep inside me, as if his actions were killing him too. A pained look crossed his face, but it was gone as fast as it came. My hands instinctively reached for him, for comfort, for support, for something other than what he was giving me. He roughly pinned them over my head, not allowing me to touch him, even for one second, to feel his warmth, his turmoil, or his fucking love. Knowing that's all it would take for him to stop what he was about to do. His tempo changed. Gone was any tenderness he showed thus far. He started to thrust in and out of me, making me feel like I was nothing but his toy, his whore. Not showing me any connection, any love, anything of the man I knew that still lived inside of him, making me feel as if I was nothing, as if what we shared was nothing. Tears rolled down my face, and I couldn't hold back the heave that escaped from my chest. He immediately stopped, hovering above me, his eyes finally staring down into mine. Another sob escaped my lips, shuddering beneath him, willing him to come back to me. He angled his forehead on top of mine for one split second, for a moment in time. I saw what he so desperately tried to hide. His love. He roughly flipped me over, placing me on my hands and knees, taking me from behind, unable to control his desire to look into my eyes, to take me how he really wanted, to make me feel like I was his. Thrusting in and out of me with such urgency, such a yearning, fighting a battle of right and wrong for the first time in his life. I caught his tormented reflection in the mirror. Tears slid down my face as my lips quivered from the pain all around me, not physically, but emotionally. I was grieving for what I lost, for what he was taking away from me. I gave him my body willingly, but all he wanted was to destroy my heart, leaving it shattered on his bed, finally achieving his goal. Our eyes locked in the mirror, and he showed me everything I so desperately wanted to see. A growl escaped from deep within his chest, allowing his demons to prevail. His body collapsed over mine, shoving my head down to the bed, not allowing me to see the truth beneath the fiction. He fucked me harder, more demanding, until finally I heard him groan and felt him shudder, shaking my body from his own orgasm. This was supposed to be his way of freeing me from his hell, except it was the opposite. He had just dragged me deeper along with him, burning me alive. I hissed when he pulled out, feeling the loss of his touch, my body almost collapsing on the silk sheets. He immediately got off the bed, leaving me in a pool of the pieces of my broken heart. Not saying anything as he shuffled around the room and disappeared into the bathroom, I closed my eyes, letting more tears stream down my face and onto his bed, where a part of me would always remain. I would remember the sound of him pulling back up his zipper as he hovered over me.
I warned you. I told you I don't know how to love. I ordered you to stay away from me, time and time again. I'm not the man you think I am. I never was. You wanted a piece of me, a piece of El Diablo. I gave you what you wanted. Now get the fuck out of my room.
I placed my hand over the hollow space where my heart used to lay, trying to breathe through the pain of his words, shutting my eyes as tight as I could. Not strong enough to look up into his eyes, too weak to handle what I would see or what I wouldn't, I slowly eased my way off his bed as far away from him as possible, my body screaming for me not to move. I was so hurt, so broken, in every way possible. Walking toward the door, I stopped, whispering, "The man behind the expensive fucking suit," my voice breaking, my body shaking, "he's nothing but a fucking coward." And I left.
Martinez, I was a bad man, but I never claimed to be anything else. I did what I had to do to save her fucking life, even if it meant destroying mine in the process. It took everything inside me not to reach for my gun and put a bullet in my fucking head, ending my misery. My sorry excuse of a fucking life. Death would be too easy, though. I didn't deserve to rest in peace. Living was the price I paid for the lives I'd ended. Playing fucking God, when I was really the devil. I contemplated if I was really going to do this, for days, for nights, the entire time I was away from her, praying I would find the courage I needed to pull it off. I watched her on the security cameras from the other condo I owned in the building, battling the life I wanted, and the one I deserved. My mind was made up as soon as she laid in my bed, wearing the same white-collared shirt that brought back memories of the girl I spent years trying to forget, realizing, very fucking quickly, what I had to do. My feet moved of their own accord as I made my way to the penthouse, taking the fucking stairs two at a time, not wanting to waste a minute waiting for the elevator. My shoes pounded into the steps, echoing through the stairwell, a fucking rope tugging me to her, reassuring myself over and over again that I was doing the right thing. I needed to be the hero for once, fucking exhausted of being the villain. Lexi didn't deserve a life full of violence, always looking over her shoulder, waiting for her time to come. I wanted her to live a life of happiness, a life I'd never been able to provide her. Safe. Easing the door open, I walked in on Lexi finger-fucking herself in my bed. I stepped further into the room unannounced and enjoyed the show for a minute, my cock pushed against my slacks from the sight of her perfect pink pussy glistening from her own arousal. Soft moans filled the room, making me think twice about my plan. I would never forget the look on her face when she came eye to eye with my reflection. Even though I shouldn't have, I gave her pleasure before giving her pain. I couldn't fucking help myself. I needed to give her something, knowing I was just about to break her goddamn heart. I couldn't have possibly hated myself more than I did at that moment, knowing what I was about to do, fucking her over, making her think she was just another whore in my bed, when she was everything except that. My dark soul screamed at me to make it right. Make love to her, how I deeply yearned to. Every time my eyes found hers, I thought I would break down and not be able to continue. Deep down I knew she felt and saw each and every moment of weakness. That's how profound our connection was, which was all the more reason to let her go, to push her away, to make her fucking hate me. I would die before I ever let anything happen to her. Every devil needs an angel, and she was mine. I laid in bed for hours after I brutally kicked her the fuck out of my room, thinking about my life, coming to terms with the fact that Lexi was the first woman I ever truly, wholeheartedly loved. I was a boy trying to be a man in the past, trying to save a relationship with a woman who wasn't right for me, who'd never fought for me, who didn't believe in us, who'd left me broken for years. Lexi was made for me, and that realization alone nearly brought me to my knees. I fucking loved her. I loved her with every breath in my body, every piece of my fucked up heart, every last part of me belonged to her. What the fuck did I just do? I scoffed to myself, sitting up on the edge of the bed, roughly pulling back the hair away from my face. I didn't think twice about it. I ran. I fucking ran for my life that was in the room next door, not giving a flying fuck what was right and what was wrong anymore, ready to get down on my knees and beg for forgiveness if I needed to. Whatever it took to make her look at me again, the way she always did. Always seeing the man I no longer thought existed. Lexi! I called out in pure desperation as I ran down the hall, needing her to know I was finally fucking coming. For her.
Cariño, I'm so fucking sorry.
I apologized as soon as I rushed into her room. She wasn't there.
Lexi!
I shouted, making my way into her in-suite bathroom. Nothing. Panic started to take hold as I ran to her ballet studio next.
Lexi!
She wasn't in there either. The room was dark and untouched. I ran around the penthouse cursing. It was so fucking immense. Searching every corner just to come up empty. Memories from when I was 14 came flooding back, trying to find Amari and Sophia. Fear set in. The room started to spin. My stomach fell to the fucking floor. Crouching down, unable to stand any longer, I buried my head in my hands, heaving for air. My whole fucking world was crashing down on me.
What the fuck?
I roared, standing abruptly, getting on the phone. Hey, boss.
Where is she?
I spewed, not giving Rick a chance to finish. Lexi's in the penthouse.
No, motherfucker, she's not. Now where the fuck is she?
Boss, I don't... She...
You have 5 minutes to fucking find her, or you won't live to see another day.
I hung up, quickly dialing another number. Hey, man.
Lexi's gone, Leo. I can't find her.
What do you mean you can't find her?
Exactly what I just fucking said.
Jesus, calm down. I'm on my way over. I hung up, pacing the living room for what felt like years, waiting for someone to give me something to go on, calling every last resource in my phone. Leo showed up, and we spent the next 48 fucking hours threatening, harassing, making sure everyone knew we meant fucking business. I sat in my office chair, my elbows on my knees, with my head in between my hands, feeling like a fucking failure. If something happened to her because of me, it would be my demise. I'd put that bullet in my fucking head. Leo walked back into the office, sighing, throwing his phone on my desk. I found her. I shot up off the chair.
Where?
She's in England, man. I just got off the phone with Michelle, the headmaster over at Lexi's dance theater. She accepted a job at some hoity-toity academy or some shit.
What? Since when?
I asked, fuming, pacing my office again.
How did I not know about this?
I stopped dead in my tracks, the realization hitting me. I'd left her alone for 5 fucking days. She wouldn't have gone if I hadn't pushed her away. I guess since she left here. What the fuck happened? What did you do now? Leo questioned, pulling me back to reality. I grabbed my gun, heading toward the door, immediately making another call.
Make sure my plan's ready. I'll be there in 30 minutes.
I hung up. God damn it, man, wait up. I'm coming with you, Leo said, running up behind me. The flight to London was 7 hours. 7 damn hours of me cursing, punishing myself for letting the one light in my life walk out my door. We couldn't get there fast enough. I had a driver waiting by the time we landed that morning. I didn't have to wonder where she would be. She lived and breathed dance, using it as her only escape. We headed straight toward the theater, finally walking through the doors an hour later, feeling some sort of peace as soon as I felt her presence near me. I found her. The sweet melody of the song she played to dance for me in my office all those years ago blared through the speakers, filling the